the last one.
Hello. Okay.
Oh, sorry. Thank you.
All right. It's been a quick thing what we learned yesterday. Yesterday we were speaking about about plaiting hair, combing hair, plaiting hair, all these things. So we said over here that plaiting hair is awesome if you're bond to do. It's over to Binyan. The prophet says, like, even Hashem, when I came, whatever Hashem made something, the Odom brought a chava to Noach, chava to Odom, and it uses the lashon of Ayiv and Hashem. And therefore, we don't, it's to do with plaiting the hair. So we consider plaiting hair like a sort of binyan. That's what we said. It has to be a meaningful structure. The person bonds it together properly. We said, Rosh Hashanah said it has to be three strands, three different levels of what you call it. That's how you do it. Otherwise, it's not the issur of plaiting. Now, we talk about curling payers. And we said that, isn't it also interesting, even though that's not managed plaiting at all, but curling pears is similar, it's even making a meaningful shape. It's a chiddush, that's a chiddush actually. But that they also say one person shouldn't start off curling pears on Shabbos. If it was there really before Shabbos, one can maybe finish it off, but to actually do it, it shouldn't be done. Then it's about spraying hair. We said spraying hair also shouldn't be done to make it firm, stay in its firm position. A person should not do that on Shabbos as well. And who had him on a shaykh, he said. That's what we finished off with, yeah? Person office also one shouldn't do that.
Why shouldn't one do that on the shaykh?
Because it's like binyan, you're making it firm, you're making it stick together very well. So
it's not on the body.
Yeah.
On the body.
So that could be, Shabbos is doima to binyan. I don't know what that is then. It's a chiddush actually, it's not mamish there. One thing I forgot to tell you about is about a pot. We were speaking about pots, lids of pots. They're interesting chiddush as well. I don't know if I've got a number here. And that is that there's two. So one is an example of a pot with a lid on. So we said to bring a pot with a lid on from one place to another and put the lid on it afterwards could be a problem of Asiyas oil. That means the person's got a pot, he takes it off the flame, he serves it, and he brings it into the kitchen, into the Shabbos room. What? Because if the mechitzah are really made, there's no problem. The person's kosher. It looks like you made a new mechitzah because you move the pot from one place to another. It looks like
you always go to move the pot. You're always going to move the pot from the hot plate.
What?
You're always going to move the plate from the hot plate.
You can't serve the hot plate, let's say, for example. Maybe just. Unless the hot plate's gone off. Unless the hot plate's gone off.
Imagine that's using from a BIC.
Yeah, right. It's not like most times.
Most times you're not moving anywhere.
It's a problem. You move it off. If you move it off, so he says that's the problem, Mr. Brewer says. When you move it off and you put it in on top of the bra, I said, this is choyle, that's the choyle, Mr. Brewer's point. Mr. Brewer says, there's another chumra actually, always we've got a very big pot. First of all, we said all lids are not a problem. It's not really serving air, this problem. Most times you do lids, but pots are very big. It's not serving air, really. This pot is not serving air. Most times
you do lids, but over a tesla. A glass dish. My anything is anything you can have.
I'm saying normally you're using the lid. Normally a pot's got a lid on it.
It's got a glass dish.
A glass dish hasn't got a lid for it.
No. Fancy glass dish with a salad in it. You're left over.
Yeah, probably.
A container should deep enough with a tap at feet. You put some oil over it.
They don't have a problem as well. It's a pot very, very wide. That's also,
it's very, 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 very rare this. I wrote them sheer down. What's the sheer? 96 centimetres diameter. Very, very long. 96. The one meter, yes, very, very long. We haven't got the top. No, the top.
It's a problem of inches.
3 foot.
You want the bottom?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Front lights. 160.
Okay,
so it's not very big, it's very, very big.
You haven't got a pot like normal.
For that trick,
96 across, there's 48 high. It's an air commercial
pot.
Shoot
shot
pot. That also could be a pot. It's also not sitting here. Okay, let's move on to this child's day. Very interesting shit today, actually. About is putting up machitzas.
Can you put a machitza out for Shabbos? So much, let's say, first meeting Shabbos and Shabbos. In here, he's got a woman on this side, he's got a man on that side. And the mice, he wants to put a machitza, he wants to put a curtain across from there, right across over here. He doesn't do that.
He's actually hooking it on to what?
Yeah. He's got a stick on the side. He's got a hook to it before Shabbos.
The hook is there already.
Oh, it's, he wants to hook it on, yeah? He's got a hook to put a hook on. Oh, that's important.
Like it like this.
To put a nail on Shabbos, and not a nail in a wall, Shabbos, that's the beans, right? And to put one, he said, these vacuum, what's it called? These vacuum suction hooks on the wall, what should we do on Shabbos? So everything's in position before Shabbos. You've got the hooks ready on the wall. You want to take
same thing in the curtain. I want to take the curtain.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got the thing in already. All I want to do is hook it onto the thing.
Am I allowed to do it on Shabbos with a hook?
What about Aaron and Jim? Well, she's everyone. Ladies, men, all same shit.
So the lady shouldn't take off the hook.
Well, I'm pretty sure. Well, just wait a minute. Don't jump too fast. All right? Hold on, hold on. So, we know the Issa Boina is if a person puts a mechitza up on Shabbos, he builds a partition wall on Shabbos. He's done an Issa Matera. That's possible, yeah? A person builds a partition wall on Shabbos. That's a proper minyan. That's a proper building. The Shaila Witoma is a temporary building. Now, we've spoken up to now about a temporary roof. A temporary roof we don't allow to make on Shabbos, unless you've got certain conditions. But generally speaking, a temporary roof is also to be made on Shabbos. Chazal, though, were more lenient with a temporary partition. The main structure of a house, as I look at, is the roof. A partition, well, it's important for us, that's not our main structure. So there they were more lenient with a temporary partition. Generally speaking, they allowed the person to make a mechitzas aray, a temporary partition. This is halacha in Shin Tes Vav. Very interesting halacha, actually. In Shin Tes Vav Sif Aleph. So the Mechaber says over here, Osir Lazarus oil b'shabbos yon tafila ara. A person must make a temporary oil on Shabbos. Dakagak, that's the roof. Avol, mechitzas mutter. To make a partition is allowed. As I state in the Mechaber, it's not finished yet, don't get too excited. Then the remark goes on, Mechitza ha-nasis letzniyas ba'alma, Mechitza which is made just for, to make one more secluded, is mutter. Lachey, what machine?
For ladies, it's not
sisniyas
for women to look at
Mechitza. Oh, one minute, Moshe, hold on with the Mechitza, good. Lachey, mutter litlois vilin of Pesach, al pisa gevur sham. You're allowed to put a mechitza, a villain, a curtain over a doorway. The chay parochet in Orna Kodesh, and a parochet comes from Orna Kodesh. Or will vachle yasa oil the gag tefach. You must be careful. The chay must allow the mechitza to be a chama. That means, for example, let's say it's very hot. It's a very hot day, and you're sitting in the garden, and the sun is shining down on you. So you take a partition curtain, you take a curtain, and you spread it across from one face to the other. There's some hooks. And you put that on so the sun doesn't beat down on you.
Not on the tree.
What?
Not on the tree.
Very good, it's quite right actually. You mustn't put it onto a tree. You mustn't stand tree in on the tack of you mustn't use the tree. So a person mustn't hook it onto a tree. You mustn't hook your curtain onto a tree itself. That's an interesting thing, though. If the washing line is going round the tree itself, that's called mechubah, okay? That's mechubah the tree. You've got a nail on the tree and the washing line is attached to the nail, that's mutter. Okay, that's possible. But a general halacha over here, we're saying, over here, that you're allowed to put a partition up in certain cases, if you're doing it to protect yourself from the sun.
Temporary.
Or the rain, yeah, a temporary thing. I've got examples over here, let's see if I've got any examples over here. a sun shield. Oh, I'll tell you what else is okay too, a fly net on a buggy. The washer's almost got a pram.
Fly net
and now, one minute. What happens if the fly net is vertical, yeah? The fly net, oh, one minute, let's talk about a vertical fly net. Let's say this is the buggy over here. Let's say this is the buggy. The hose up here, and the thing is over here. And you want to put the hose, let's say it's pulling up over here, and you want to put the fly net from here all the way down. Yeah? That's the partition, which is meant to protect the child from flies coming in. That's not it. Yeah? The problem is, though, that if this part, this fly net goes like this, straight down, and it goes along the actual pram itself, you know what I'm talking about? It's very common, actually, yeah?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
But you know what I'm talking about? You look at a fly, when you go to the street next time, look in the street, with, well, you need a hot summer's day. You have to wait for a nice hot summer's day. And you see, what people have got, they've got a nice big buggy or a big pram, and they put a fly net down, vertically down, in order to stop the flies going in to the baby. The fly net can sometimes be just straight. That's no problem at all. If the fly net goes over here and it spreads along here, now that's really that when it spreads along here, it makes a gap, a roof. You would be?
Yeah, where the roof
of the
feet.
Where the feet of the baby.
The feet of the baby.
Yeah. So one, how do you get around this one, my friends?
Like before.
If you have to hold it
very good. One answer is to hold the slider back down to the roof. Yeah, that's one answer. What's that answer?
Both of them.
Now, yes, now, yes, that's not
common. There's one thing.
What you can do, Rabbi, is start a few blankets on top. So you make it less than an oil, and less than a tefah high. If you have got it, this verse from here over here is less than a tefah high,
no,
you've got it wrong.
So you have to remove the blankets once the roof
is
there.
That's the question. That's the question. It's the same method as it works for tefah high. That's the question. We've got to read that. Now we're going to oil. Make the tefah. Again, I'm saying with me, so the vertical partition is mutter. The horizontal one, that is enough, that's more problematic. That lets you get it. But it's a Kiddush, a vertical partition. So I'm making a shell bottles at home, and he wants to pull a curtain from one end of the room to the other. Mutter also is that.
It's mutter.
Why is it mutter? Because that's a temporary partition, which is just used for Sneer's Balmer, or like a clue. That is mutter do.
It's not temporary.
But I thought
you asked before, a curtain.
What do you mean?
It's not temporary. Curtain fell down before on Shabbos. Why don't you put it back on?
It's called temporary.
Who knows?
It's called temporary. You think it stayed there for a long time?
It stayed there for 6 months till you wash it.
A normal curtain, you're saying, is normally...
Yeah.
I must say the truth. I'll come to you in 1 minute. Actually, before I run, you'll see why this is better.
Hold it up.
I'll tell you what's coming. We haven't finished yet.
The remark,
actually says over here, that it's also to put a partition up in one particular case, and that is when the partition is doing a positive benefit.
What's the benefit?
Oh, hold on, you jumped again too quick. That is, the Shulchan calls it, if the partition is a machitza hamateres, if the partition makes a halachic difference to what it's doing, that's also, I'll give you an example. That one that should never happen. But let's say there's a choyl over here, in this room over here,
and unfortunately he can't hold himself out and he goes to the toilet, he has to relieve himself in a bedpan. And there's sorin in the room. You can't, because it's a kisser here, we've got sorin here. The way to solve this problem is to put a machitza, to put a partition, the curtain up, across to stop that problem. That is Boston George Charles. That machitza, even though it's temporary, is a machitza which is massive. It's a very powerful machitza, because without that machitza, you can't do something.
This partition enables you now.
The machitza between the men and women is the same.
What?
The machitza between the men and women is
the same.
Well, apologize.
Yeah.
The machitza.
A machitza which allows a halachic thing to take place is also to do. Where else is an example? I'll give you an example. We've got two neighbours next door to each other.
There's no area in town, that's here, right? And there's a machitza, we've got a fence, we're sharing houses, we've got a fence, which is shared. And on Shabbos, the fence falls down. That means I can't carry my garden, my next door neighbour can't carry his garden. To put that fence up again on Shabbos is awesome. Yeah. Even though it's a temporary machitza, but that machitza is now allowing a very substantial thing to take place.
But how can I try?
You mustn't do that.
But even if it's a functional thing, you mustn't do it because it's now making a new halacha. Beforehand, you couldn't carry because it was porous to a bochum as also. The two houses are also to carry from one to the other. And therefore, when the fence is down, you can't carry your garden anymore. When you put the fence up again, that now allows you to carry each person his own garden. That's allowed. That's not allowed for a person. That's not allowed for a child. It's called a machitza materis. So any time a person has to know himself, whatever time a person, which is massive, so I'm telling you, example is a choyer, for example, an ill person who needs to relieve himself. Well, a choyer, why didn't someone change the baby in the room where there's sporing there? And the choyer, I didn't see this phrase, but it's a choyer, same problem. The child's uncovered, and he's in the room where there's sporing there, you need to have a partition there, really. So to put such a partition out like that is awesome. How many of you know in all other cases where you need such a partition like this, that is awesome to do on Shabbos? Says the Ramor,
So you got a curtain and say open, and you close it, let's say, in the hospital. Say prominent curtain.
Very good. Well, I come to hold on.
The curtain's already
on. Oh, hold on. Abel.
I'm saying.
Says the Mishnah Berurah here, Mutter, you're allowed to put a parakas up. Where is it? The Ramah says you're allowed to put a curtain up. Let sneers Balma. Says the Mishnah Berurah. What's called a sneers Balma?
What does sneers mean?
Sneers means for discreet, to be discreet, to make it more private. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what's the case? You're giving a shear to men and ladies. There's a shear being given to men and ladies. And the mice, you don't want a minion to go on, you don't want a minion to go on, so you want to put a partition across. I don't do that. Mice, that's the Mishnah Berurah's case. That is the case that's mutter. It's not called a mechitza materis.
Why?
Because, oh, very good. Who are they in the Muslim say? Now, who are they for davening? If a person's in a shul, and he's got men and women, let's say the mechitza fell down on Shabbos, yeah, you've got some shuls that are not very common, and some shuls where you've got the men and women on this floor, behind them there's a partition. I mean, it can be on holiday, someone's on holiday, for example, they're using a hall for davening. In the front of the hall, the men are davening, at the back, the ladies are davening, and there's a mechitza, which is quite a poor Shabbos, but...
OJ hasn't got mechitza, Steve's got
mechitza. No.
No, no, but it's still, they look at each other.
I'm
saying that in Steen Court and Netzach, they've got no mechitza. And then the ladies will look at each other.
Ah, okay.
And they're a giant.
So now the Shabbos is like, you want to put a curtain across. I have to on Shabbos, so the possible thing that's not called a mechitza materis. You mustn't daven. You're without this partition there. That's the chur klo. You mustn't daven without the partition there.
So they time it. That's not a dinner mechitza. It's not a halachic partition. Horaya, if you would have a mechitza hanging down from the sky, from the ceiling, and there's a big gap in between, that's still called a mechitza. Still a lack of davening. The ick is you don't see them. It doesn't have to have a din of a mechitza.
Why not?
You with me?
Well,
because the ikkah for dummies is that you shouldn't see the women.
So how do you get by making a mechitza?
That's a chiddush. Someone said to me, let's say you have a smoke-filled room. Let's say the room is full of smoke, and you can't see the ladies. Can you daven there?
No.
Yes. Because there's no, as long as you can't see them, there's no intermingling, there's mutter to do. The Haraya, you don't need a mechitza.
What's the case?
In the Kasha, the Chor is by men and women, you must have done, according to many possible, even if you're in separate rooms, you need to have a partition between. You need to have a gap between, something separate. So you ask us, the Chor, that mechitza is a massive. So how can you put that mechitza on Shabbos? The challenge is, that mechitza is not working as mechitza. Haraya, it's one of the possible things, the Moshe Desi has smoke filling up the gap. That's what's supposed to down that place. As long as you can't see the
smoke. Yeah, but we haven't got smoke in the room.
What?
This is the case. Yeah. We haven't got smoke in the room. So the only way that matters to down is having a mechitza.
It's not called a mechitza. It's not called a mechitza. It's not called a halakha mechitza. So you, Haraya, bring another right. If you hang the mechitza down, and there's a big gap in between, in mechilchus mechitza, it's not called a kosher mechitza. Because since goats can walk underneath it, gedeon boikin boy, halachically that's not called a mechitza.
Come on, daven, it's the case
yeah. Right? So you don't need a halachas mechitza. Chazal only, it's a kiddush actually, Chazal only asked a mechitza to put up. If it hasn't got a shame mechitza to put
up. Would you apply a blind person in the room? It's a chesed on him. He can't see them. That area is the one that can see my words. So you hear about it, it's a kiddush. I'm asking if it's a kiddush this actually,
If it was the middle of the night and all the lights were off,
I'm not sure that's right. I don't know, you have to know. Could be, maybe.
You can't see that.
Yeah, could be, maybe it's like a smoke filled room, possibly. Yeah, that's really a double stuff like that. But yeah, could be, maybe such a case could be possible. As long as you can't see them, and they're in separate rooms.
But that's helpful.
So what we're saying is a temporary partition is allowed to put up on Shabbos, unless the partition causes a lack difference. So for a choleh who the marshal needs to relieve himself and he's got sparring in the room there, halachically he can't relieve himself in that room unless there's something like that.
If
the smoke, they need proper pizza. That wouldn't help. That's cut off. Okay?
a mechitza, which is not really needed as a mechitza, it's always has to separate. It's not needed to have a lacking as a mechitza. That one may part of the job.
What? He's done mechitza.